Hello, my name is DJ. I have several leads, and this is a new one, so I figured that most people are here. I've done my lead here a couple of times, so I'm trying a new one on you. Okay. I'm going to just use initials in telling my story. You'll understand why as I tell my story of abuse, redemption, abuse, and yet another redemption. For the purposes of this lead, just call me DJ. There are two other major characters. There is my longtime abuser, let's call it CO. And then there's my hero, my deliverer, my champion, my liberator, my knight in shining armor. Let's call him HP. I was introduced to HP as a child. My parents told me about him, talked about him with me, and we visited him often with other friends. I was told that HP would always be there for me. I believed it to a point. I was a skittish, self-deprecating little thing with little self-confidence. Luckily, my parents worked hard to bolster my self-confidence, but I had met CO. I even engaged in it a few times secretively. Left to my own devices and self-doubt, I would have turned to CO all the time. But I didn't too often. But it seems the farther I got away from the security of home, the more I turned to CO instead of HP. In college, the visits to CO became more frequent. The geography between home and the people who nurtured me seemed to make CO more attractive. And that is how CO became my chief abuser. Among the many methods of CO was its ability to convince me that I had no other alternative but it, and its ability to isolate me from others, and its ability to cajole me to stuff my feelings and not look for ways out. My life suffered. I gained uncomfortable amounts of weight and was embarrassed to always be the fattest person in the room. My work suffered, but CO convinced me that eating more, staying away from others, and refusing any help were the only ways to deal with my downward spiral. Then there were the substances it chose for me. I needed to go to fast food restaurants, CO said. Stop for a meal, get enough to eat in the car, and then one enough to eat once you got home. My life suffered. I'm sorry, I raised it. I tried to fight back. I stopped taking desserts home, but CO would wake me in the middle of the night and send me to the cabinet to drink sugar from a cup. I wept in isolation. I called on HP and begged to be taken away. I did make occasional forays out into the world. I even talked to HP, but there was static in the voices I heard. Occasionally, I would step out to visit HP. He would come running to meet me, but I returned every time CO called. How could I be so locked into my abuser? I saw the damage he was doing, but could not drag myself away. Soon, the efforts to go, among others, eat healthily to find out what was wrong would be drowned. I would go back to CO. Any weight I had lost in our separation would return. Any friends I had made would be shut out. And there I would be back with CO again. 44 years ago, I heard about some people who had found HP and were enjoying a new way of living, enjoying a tight relationship with him. I didn't know what I needed. I just knew I was desperate. I was desperate enough to go and ask these people what they were doing to stay with HP. I tentatively stepped into the door. I had been willing to give up everything for one thing. These people had been abused by CO too. They were willing to give up one thing, CO, for everything. A life with HP. Was that possible? I had to do, all I had to do was take one step toward HP. And just like before, he came running to me. He embraced me. Within a month, I had moved from my abuser's home into a family arrangement with HP. He introduced me to new friends who had their own battles with CO. We exchanged horror stories, but they told me glorious stories about life with HP. They called it recovery. My parents were loving, but my father was the more demonstrative and complimentary parent. When I was a child, I remember an evening when I felt so distraught that I felt as if I was going to fall apart from my distress. I asked my father to hold me as tight as he could. He crawled behind me and held me until I felt comforted and fell asleep. That is what I asked of my HP as we became reacquainted. He whispered assurances to me. He whispered love to me. I needed to be loved. I needed to be reassured. I needed to be led out among my fellows. That is what HP did for me. What a difference it was. I was being awakened from a deep sleep, a spiritual awakening. Instead of my performance at work improved, I saw that at CO's, I had been emotionally sick too. I was beset by fear, pride, and low self-esteem. I saw how my stay with my abuser had robbed me of my chances to mature. With HP, I was equipped with how to replace my fear with courage, trust, and faith. With HP's guidance, I was equipped to increase my self-worth. I could ask for help. It wasn't a perfect life at HP's. Sometimes I look back. I was still filled with self-doubt. It was difficult to face all my past feelings, even with HP's assurances. But then there was the spiritual growth. For if an alcoholic failed to perfect and enlarge his spiritual life through work and self-sacrifice for others, he could not survive the certain trials and low spots ahead. That's what my fellows told me. A CO would occasionally call me, and sometimes it was difficult to resist returning. When I left Ohio, where I refound HP and moved to New York, HP came with me. CO still called. And there came the day when I returned to my abuser. I distanced myself from HP. HP called. I didn't always answer. We talked less and less. CO pulled me away from my fellows. It isolated me again. I would occasionally turn to HP and regret the way of life he had given me, losing the way of life he had given me. I knew that he was the only answer to my returning to the better life I had found. Until at last, I returned to my abuser full time. I would look back with HP and couldn't understand why I chose to stay with CO. I knew HP would take me back, but I wallowed in isolation with HP. Then came the pandemic and my toe tried the unfamiliar waters of Zoom. I slowly walked tentatively to HP. HP ran to reach me again. He grabbed me. He held me in that clutch I had asked Daddy for all those years ago. And that is where I'm living today for the last 4 years with HP. CO still calls me, but I try as hard as I can to drown out his voice. HP sent me a guide, a sponsor who assures me. I attend 2 meetings a day. That's where I know I'll always find HP. Every day I send my sponsor or someone else my food from the previous day. I file a daily plan of action. I share my daily gratitudes list because you see, HP has done so much for me. When I acknowledge that I'm willing to stay with him, every day I include on my list my best protection against CO. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am loved and deserve love. That is an important statement, you see, because I don't really believe it, not even yet. That is one of the scars left by my long life with an abuser who robbed me of any love I have for myself. I have fellow HP worshipers and adherents who tell me daily how worthy and beloved I am. That is what carries me from day to day. But HP sees the growth that I don't, and my fellows see what I fail to see. I have lifelong scars from living with my abuser. CO literally kneecapped me. I carried so much weight, my knees were destroyed and had to be replaced. My feet were flattened because of the length that I dragged around on those knees. My feet, I have a duck foot that is almost at a 45 degree angle. I walk with a 5 foot staff because my balance is off. Even after losing more than 100 pounds, I have developed inadequate blood flow in my legs, which puts me in danger of blood clots, and that affects my blood pressure. So you see, living with my abuse for so long has left me with some permanent scars. But living with HP gives me a new way of living. Living with HP enriches my spiritual life, and by enriching my life, I am enriching yours. My HP sends me to you. Remembering We Agnostics, when Bill says lack of power is our dilemma, we had to find a power by which we could live, and it had to be a power greater than ourselves. That is my HP. But there is an oddity. I cannot recover unless I expand my spiritual life. So I meditate, read, write, and attend meetings to make sure I am close to HP. My only problem is my conscious separation, my ego. My solution, conscious contact. I don't know if you ever listened to Sandy Beach or Sandy B from Alcoholics Anonymous, his tapes. I have one. I listened to one that says, if you're an Alcoholics Anonymous, have been in here a while and you're working the steps and you're not happy, you're doing it wrong, because they're designed to enable us to have an underlying sense of joy and happiness, even when sad events are happening. That's why I'm here tonight. I am in HP's clutches. I have to share what I have gained, but I also want to share with you that if you have an abuser in your life, there is a way out. If you walk to HP, he will run to you. And I'll end with two things that my daddy told me that long before I came into OA and was told it again. Talk to God often so you will recognize his voice when he talks to you. Pray to God often. It is hard to ask a stranger for a favor. Thank you. That's it.